الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: وإذا ضربتم في الأرض فليس عليكم جناح أن تقصروا من الصلاة إن خفتم أن يفتنكم الذين كفروا إن الكافرين كانوا لكم عدوا مبينا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in the verse that we've just recited and in the verse that comes after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the ruling regarding qasr salah, where one is allowed to reduce the rak'ats of certain salah, namely your dhuhr salah, asr salah and isha salah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in the next verse a special type of salah that is performed when one is facing the enemy in jihad, and this is called salatul khawf. How this salah is exactly performed, the details of this is mentioned in the books of fiqh, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here explains to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a specific scenario, how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sahaba should go about in performing this salatul khawf at a particular ghazwa, at a particular expedition. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا ضَرَبْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, now when you are traveling in the earth, فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَقُصُرُوا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ, there is no sin upon you if you reduce your salah, in other words, the rakats of that salah. And with regards to when does one perform the qasr salah, etc., how does he become a musafir, how many kilometers does this person have to cover, etc., this is mentioned in the books of fiqh. But here we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing one to do qasr salah when he is traveling. And yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَن يَفْتِنَكُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, that if you fear that the kuffar, they will attack you. So all the more reason you have to perform this salah, because yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sahaba, one is, they are traveling, so they are allowed to make qasr salah, and then they have the enemy in front of them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now says, إِنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ كَانُوا لَكُمْ عَدُوًا مُبِينًا, the kuffar, they are an open enemy unto you. In other words, they are waiting to attack you. So if you reduce your salah, this is going to make more sense, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants this as a special dispensation for you, for the mu'mineen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِيهِمْ فَأَقَمْتَ لَهُمُ الصَّلَاةِ, so now you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are amidst the sahaba radiallahu anhum, and the salah is about to begin, you are there, arrangements for salah has been made as well, and you are now going to carry out the salah. And here if we see, subhanallah, even in this occasion now of war, here too Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not make salah maaf. Allah didn't say that you don't have to perform salah. No, salah has its time. And in this place also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made salah obligatory and fard upon the mu'mineen. So one can see how great is the azmat of salah. We have to perform salah whatever the condition be. وَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِيهِمْ فَأَقَمْتَ لَهُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَلْتَقُمْ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ مَعَكَ, what should you do? A group of sahaba, they should stand with you. So now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sahaba are going to perform two rakats of salah. One group will stand with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the first rakat. وَلْيَأْخُذُوا أَسْلِحَتَهُمْ, remember, even in this condition now of salah, they're still going to carry their arms and they're going to carry their weapons with them. فَإِذَا سَجَدُوا فَلْيَكُونُوا مِنْ وَرَائِكُمْ, but the moment the sajda is made in the first rakat, then this group, they will move to the rear. وَلْتَأْتِ طَائِفَةٌ أُخْرَى لَمْ يُصَلُّوا فَلْيُصَلُّوا, and then the group that didn't yet perform salah, the group that was standing behind you, they will now approach from the rear and they will now join you in the balance of the salah. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read with the first group, with the first jama'ah, one rakat. When the sajda is concluded, the next group will come and they will perform with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the balance of the salah, which is the second rakat. And even in that condition, Allah says, فَلْيُصَلُّوا مَعَكْ, they should read salah with you. وَلْيَأْخُذُوا حِذْرَهُمْ وَأَسْلِحَتَهُمْ, but the precautionary measures will always be taken. They will also carry their weapons and they will carry their arms with them. وَدَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this, like how Allah says, إِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَن يَفْتِنَكُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, you fear that the kuffar, they will attack you, they will pounce at you. So here Allah says, again Allah repeats this, Allah says that the kuffar, they are hoping that you become oblivious and you become a bit ghafil, and you tend to ignore the weapons and the arms and your goods and belongings that you were carrying along with you, so that فَيَمِيلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَيْلَةً وَاحِدًا, so that they could attack you all at once. This is what they are waiting for. They espy this. وَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِن كَانَ بِكُمْ أَذًى مِّن مَطَرٍ أَوْ كُنْتُمْ مَرْضَىٰ أَن تَضَعُوا أَسْلِحَتَكُمْ. So in all conditions you carry your weapons with you, because now this is at the time of war, and this is a special salah which is called Salatul Khawf. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there's one scenario where, okay, to drop guard a bit, in other words, it means to leave down or to put aside your arms, to put aside your weapons, you are allowed to do so. And in the following scenarios where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you are hurt, if you are injured, or perhaps in kana bikum adham min matar, if it is a rainy day, so there's a storm, etc. No, then you can put aside your weapons. Oh, kuntum marda, or you are injured, you are hurt, or you are sick. Then you can take your weapons and put it aside. In that condition, it is fine. This is a valid excuse for not carrying your weapons along with you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before He concludes this verse, again He repeats this, وَخُذُوا حِذْرَكُمْ. How many times Allah said this now? That take your precautionary measures. This is very important. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَدَّ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah prepared for the kuffar a humiliating punishment. In other words, how is this humiliating punishment going to befall the kuffar? It's going to happen on your hands. That is why, take your precautionary measures, carry your arms along with you, and when the time is there to strike, then be ready for that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to read and understand what I'm saying.